Shims Rosh Shiva, the old Tamid Chacham, a lot has been said about Rav Rav Shechtel. It's all so clearly true. There's not much I can add, but maybe I can put some things in a different light. It says in the Gemara, in Shabbos, on the pasuk of Ze Keli V'Anvehu, what does that mean, V'Anvehu? So Abba Shaul says that Hevi Daimeloi, Mahu Chanun Rachum, Avatote Chanun Rachum. So we should be like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rashi explains, Van Vehu stands for Va'ani Vahu, that I and the Ribbono Shel Olam should be similar. Esa Atzmai Kamehu, Ledabek Bidrachov. That's what Rashi says. In the Tanit Be'el Yo says something else. It says, Mahu Sameach Bechalkai, Af Atote Sameach Bechalkai. In the same way that the Rabbi Shalom is Sameach Bechalkai, we should also be Sameach Bechalkai. Bechalkainu. So how does this... This is very difficult to understand. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Sameach Bechalkai? L'Hashem Arad Samalaya. Everything belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what does Ribbono Shel Olam... Sameach Bechalkai means I don't have everything that I would like, but I'll make do with... I'll be happy with what I have. The Ribbono Shel Olam has everything. What does that mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Sameach Bechalkai? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner had this question, and he asked the Vilna Gaon, how do we understand this Tanit Be'el Yo? The Vilna Gaon said, what is the chalik of the Ribbono Shel Olam? It says in the Torah, ki chalik Hashem amoy. The chalik of the Ribbono Shel Olam, what is the Ribbono Shel Olam interested in this world? He's interested in amoy. That's the chalik of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam would want that all Klal Yisrael should be tzaddikim. All of them should be holding on a big madrega. But it's not always so. They're not up to the madrega that the Ribbono Shel Olam would want them to be. Still, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Sameach Bechalkai. Yidin, Elecha Yidin, the Mekayim Mitzvahs, Aysa Bechesed, Lan Torah. That's, even though it's not as much as the Ribbono Shel Olam would have wanted, the Ribbono Shel Olam is happy with that. So we should also be Sameach Bechalkainu. What happens if the whole world would be full of Rav Shechtels? Would the Ribbono Shel Olam be able to say that he's Sameach Bechalkai? The Ribbono Shel Olam would be in the Zibbut Himmel. He'd be happy. Baruch Hashem. I remember him still as a Bacha. He was Masmid, Lan Torah. He was, even whenever I met him, he always had a word to say. He had a diak in a Rambam, he had a word in a diak in a Python, whatever. He had a word all the time. And I wasn't a spoil. He has the whole yeshiva on his head. Such an achrayus. But he still, his mind is working in Torah. a yid like that, who's into Torah, and he is, Baruch Hashem, keeping this yeshiva, this wonderful yeshiva, going. A yeshiva where we learn Torah, where we learn Yiras Shamayim. A yeshiva from where the Dvar Hashem is learned. It's a tremendous chus. If the whole world would be full of Rav Sheftels, we wouldn't be able to say, I don't think, that the Rabban Sham is Sameach Bechelkai. That's not that he doesn't have everything that he wanted. He would have, the Rabban Sham would have whatever he wanted. It says in the Pasuk, the ace kol hayikum asher braglehem b'per kol Yisrael. The Rosh Hashanah says, Korach went into the ground. Dothan Aviram went into the ground, buried alive. Not only them, but the ace kol hayikum asher braglehem. So Rashi says, what does that mean, ace kol hayikum? What does that mean? Zem amayno shel adam shemamidai al raglav. Yakum means makes a person stand up. So even though that a yid, his goal is not to make money. His goal is to be the kind of Dvar Hashem. His goal is to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, to do chesed. But without money, everyone needs to eat. We need clothing. We need shelter. Without money, nothing starts. So that's why money is called yikum. The yikum of a yeshiva is also money. Without money, you can't do anything. So even though it's not the goal of the yeshiva to make money, they don't make money. The goal of the yeshiva is to be megal Torah, to be megal Yiras Shamayim. But without money, nothing's going to happen. It's the yikum. So it's a tremendous schus for a person who can keep a yeshiva going. Tremendous. Even if someone is just machzik talmid chacham, it's a tremendous chus. Look at Zvun. He held out Yisachar. One person. Maybe not one person. But it was a whole Shevet that held out the Shevet Yisachar. So look at the Torah. Puts Zvun before Yisachar. It's a tremendous chus. So someone keeps a whole yeshiva with hundreds and hundreds of Talmidim, all learning Torah, all doing the Rosh Hashem. It's a tremendous chus. How happy would the Ribbono Shel Olam be if the world would be full of Sheftels, Rav Sheftels? Tremendous. It says in the Mishnah, Chamisha Talmidim Hoyloi Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai had five Talmidim. Rabbi Lez ben Huknes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen, Rabbi Shimon ben Nesamel, and Rabbi Loza ben Aruch. Omar Lahem, he said to them, Tzuru'u Ezehu Derech Toiva Shidva Ba'adam. What is the right way that a person should cleave to do the Rosh Hashem? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ayin Tova. A good eye. There's very little that's perfect in this world. Not perfect in good and not perfect in bad. When you have a glass that's half full, Is it half full or half empty? The Ayin Tova looks at it, it's half full. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer Chava Tov. So the Ayin Tov is to see the good in people. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer Chava Tov. That you should be a good friend to people. Rabbi Yossi Aimer Shachin Tov. You should be a good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Horeas HaNoilad. Don't do things that are going to turn out to be what you don't want to happen. Think before you act. Rabbi Lazar Aimer Lev Tov. Omer Lahem. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to them, Roi ani esdivrei Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch. Midivreichem. I like what Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch, who said Lev Tov, more than what all of you said. Shebichlal devarav divreichem. In Lev Tov, all the other things are included. As Rabbi Esther said, he had a Lev Tov. I think he liked to help people. I think it's a Neuberger trait, because his father had that also. It's to, wherever he could help someone, he did it. Someone told me that in Atlanta they made a Sima Torah. They all the Baal Batim and the Shul got together to learn the whole Torah. Chumash Nach, Mishnayos, Gemara. They needed someone to give it a chashivas and speak there. So they called up Rav Sheftel and asked him if he'll come to speak. He said, I will come. Tell me the date, and I'll be there. That's what he was. Whenever he could help, he did it. There are other Moses Chinuch over here in Baltimore, and they were afraid that maybe if they open up the Moses, it may be the yeshiva wouldn't like it. They spoke to Rav Sheftel, and he said, we have no problem. You can, this is a, in this town, we have no machloikas. You don't, we have no machloikas with you. I will help you set up your moesed, even though that may be looked upon by other people as this competition. He said, I will help you. He liked to, he had it in him to help people. If I want to know who to vote, I called up Rav Sheftel. He knew everyone. He knew, why did he put himself into that position? Because he wanted to, people should be able, just like his father did, he wanted to be able to help people to do the right thing. You wanted to know how to get somewhere? He'll tell you right away. How do you get to Chattanooga, Tennessee? He would know. Why was this important to him? They say that what do you do in a time which is not day and not night? What do you do there? So the Rabbi Kamenetsky studied the map. Why? Because he said, this is something that I can do to help people. Now, not many people ask him directions, but when they drove him somewhere and someone drove him and he says, I think you're going north when you're supposed to go south. And he said, no, the sign said this is north. But after 3/4 of an hour, when he realized that he was going the wrong way, he realized that Rabbi Yaakov was right. It was this feeling to help people. If I can do something to help someone, I'm gonna do that. You want to know the train schedule? When's the next train to go to New York? Rav Sheftel, he will be able to answer that question. So it was all out of this. It was important for him to know this because he wanted to help people. He was this Ayin Tov. He saw the good in people. He was this chavetayv. He was this shachentayv. I can be made. We lived in the same house for 25 years together. So I can be made that it was a chavetayv and a shachentayv. Reyes anoylad. It all came from a levtayv. He really was someone special. There's something else that I think is worthy of mention. Towards the end of his life, he had to take medicine, which changed his physical appearance somewhat. Now, most people in this kind of a situation would like to stay out of the limelight, stay out of public appearances until this all gets better. But not Rav Shaftel. If it meant that he had to do something for the yeshiva or whatever it is, he didn't look at that. He was someone, he was not working for himself. He was working for the yeshiva. So at the last dinner of the yeshiva, he got up and he thanked people that they davened for him and said that it he got better, and he asked them to continue davening for them, for him. And he wasn't looking for his own kavod. He was interested in the kavod ha-yeshiva. And that's all that mattered for him. So that is something which is exceptional. When Menachem and Abba, we say Hamochem Menachem Eschem, why do we refer to the Rabbeinu Shalom here as Hamochem? Why don't we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yenachem Eschem? So I saw in a sefer when a person works for the klal, he does it. He does the job. It gets done. The person doesn't get too much much thanks for it, but it gets done. When the person's not here anymore, then all of a sudden you start noticing it. Someone did this. It's not happening because he's not here. There's a void. There is a makom panui over here. And this makom panui is a nechama, because this person made a difference in this world. He made a difference. Now it's noticeable more than before. Maybe that's why an oval is called an oval, because it comes from the Lashon of Aval Hashemim Anachnu Alachinu, so the Targum says, Bekushta. Now the emes comes out. After the person Nifta, we realize what he did. So Baruch Hashem, Rav Shaftel was able to train in his son Rav Baruch, and Yirtzeh Hashem, the Baruch Hashem will help him and will do a great job, is doing a great job, will continue to do a great job. But it's not the same as when his father's living, and not the same as when his grandfather was living. There's still that makom panui. Rav Shaftel was someone who didn't only work for the yeshiva. He worked for Klal Yisrael. He worked for other yeshivas. He worked for wherever he can help. So in a certain sense, we all notice this makom panui. The whole Torah world notices it. And we could say, the makom yenachem esanu b'soich Shal Yisrael.